Make Believe Arts presents The Story Basket. Today's story is The Ugly Duckling, told by Tricia Lee, with music and sounds by David Baird. It was spring, and Mother Duck sat on her eggs, waiting for them to hatch. She waited, and she waited, and she waited. Finally, one sunny day, the eggs began to crack. Out came five yellow ducklings. Quack, 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 quack. Soon, there was only one very large egg that still hadn't opened. So Mother Duck sat on it for longer. Much longer. She waited and waited and waited until finally the egg began to crack. Two big feet pressed their way through the shell. Next came a big head and a scrawny grey neck. As the newly hatched duckling pushed his way out of the shell and stood up, all the little yellow ducklings gasped.
"He doesn't look anything like us," said one of them.
"He's big and grey," said another.
"What an ugly duckling," said the third.
As the days went by, the ducklings continued to make fun of their brother. They called him the Ugly Duckling so many times that eventually the name stuck. One day, Mother Duck took all her ducklings to the pond to teach them to swim.
"Let's go to the pond," said Mother Duck. "Follow me."
As the ducklings swam on the pond, some wild ducks flew by. They saw Mother Duck and the five yellow ducklings. Then they noticed the big grey duckling.
"Oh, look how ugly he is," said the wild ducks, landing on the water and laughing at the ugly duckling in a mean and nasty way.
The ugly duckling was so upset that even though he loved swimming, he climbed out of the water and refused to get back in.
"Let's go to the farmyard," said Mother Duck.
"Follow me."
As the ducklings waddled around the farmyard, some hens sauntered past, pecking at the ground. They saw Mother Duck and the five yellow ducklings. Then they saw the big grey duckling.
"Bark, bark, 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 bark. Look how ugly he is! Bark, 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 bark,"
said the hens, pecking at the ground around him and laughing at the ugly duckling in a mean and nasty way. The ugly duckling was so upset that even though he loved the smells of the farmyard, he walked out of the gate and refused to go back in.
"Let's go back home," said Mother Duck.
"Follow me."
As the ducklings neared the duck house, some wood pigeons landed on the roof. They saw Mother Duck and the five ducklings. Then they saw the big grey duckling.
"Oh, look how ugly he is," said the wood pigeons, flapping their wings and laughing at the ugly duckling in a mean and nasty way.
The ugly duckling was so upset that even though he loved the pretty garden around his duck house, he clambered into his sleeping quarters and refused to come out.
"I will run away," thought the ugly duckling. "I'm not wanted here." When Mother Duck was busy finding food for everyone to eat, the ugly duckling left. He ran far away from the duck house. He ran far away from the farm. He ran far away from the pond. After travelling for a long time, the ugly duckling came across a big lake. He hid in the tall reeds for the longest of times, not wanting to be seen. Soon it was winter. The air was cold and the lake turned to ice. The ugly duckling shivered, but still he didn't move. He stayed behind the reeds, hiding so no one could laugh at him. Eventually the winter turned to spring. It was warm again, and the big lake looked so inviting. The ugly duckling looked around him. There was not another bird in sight. He climbed out from behind the reeds, crept over to the water, and stepped in. As the ugly duckling swam around the big lake, some swans flew past. They saw the ugly duckling and landed on the water beside him.
I know what you're going to say. I'm ugly. You might as well get it over with. Ugly, ugly, ugly. There, I've said it for you, said the ugly duckling.
The swans looked at him.
What are you talking about? Said one of them.
Suddenly, the ugly duckling caught sight of himself in the clear blue water below. He couldn't believe his eyes. Staring up at him was his own reflection. He was no longer an ugly duckling, for he had turned into a graceful and beautiful swan.
I'm a swan! A swan! Said the ugly duckling.
The other swans nodded and swam around him, for he had found his way home.
Thank you.